Hello, Alessia.
Hello.
Welcome to Publishers Inc.
Thank you.
Thank you for being interviewed today. We're really pleased to have you here. So you worked as a marketing intern for a small Scottish publisher last year, is that right?
Yes, I worked for a small Scottish publisher based in Glasgow.
And how many employees does a publisher have?
Well, it's very interesting because it's just the publisher working and then he brings in various helpers as freelancer, but it's really him doing all the work.
That's amazing. So what was your role as a marketing intern for this publisher?
The main task I had was to redesign his website, which needed to be updated. And then also on the side, I designed several flyers for the events that he does with his authors.
That sounds like a big job, doing a website. Can you tell me about your favorite activity as an intern for this publisher?
Well, the website itself was very interesting because I had to think of a way to redistribute the content and to re-nest the pages and think of how I could better showcase the books that the publisher is offering. So that was the biggest challenge and also the most interesting.
And what other challenges did you face on the project?
Well, I worked mainly remotely, so it was really a project that I was working on myself, and then from time to time I would touch base with the publisher. So it was quite a responsibility because I had to envision and then create this vision and then be able to explain it, the reasons for it, to the publisher, hoping he would be happy with the way I created it. And well, it was good that he was.
And what is your opinion of interns being utilized for marketing by small publishers?
I think it is a great opportunity for someone who wants to have a career in publishing and is just starting out to get the chance to work closely with someone who is very experienced, because you get the chance to see how things work, and if you're really interested and committed, you can learn a lot. So that's really fantastic.
Thank you. And lastly, and but not least, what is your low budgeting marketing top tip for our listeners and readers?
Well, as a platform for the website, we used WordPress, which is very widespread. But what I would say is that it doesn't matter how professional your website looks or how much you update it. The main thing is give relevant content to your user and your readers, because that's what is going to keep them coming back.
Thank you. That's a great top tip. Thanks again for coming in to Publishers Inc. today, Alessia.
Thank you, Susan.